This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN chief says the United Nations has offered to monitor any ceasefire in Gaza and is demanding an end to the worst death and destruction he has seen in his more than seven-year tenure. Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the AP in an interview on Monday, "It's unrealistic to think the UN could play a role either administering Gaza or providing a peacekeeping force because Israel is unlikely to accept a UN role." He also says the level of suffering in Gaza is unprecedented. Syria has been hit by its deadliest attack since the Iranian embassy compound in Damascus was hit in April, and Israel has remained silent on the strike. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Charred remains of a vehicle and blackened, smoking earth mark the aftermath of what the Syrian government on Monday said were Israeli airstrikes the night before. Syria's health minister said the attacks killed at least 18 people and wounded dozens of others. Syrian state news agency Sana showed images of what it said were those wounded getting treatment. It cited a military source that Syrian air defenses had shot down some of the missiles. Two regional intelligence sources said a major military research center for chemical arms had been hit several times. They said it was believed to house a team of Iranian military experts involved in weapons production.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. An Israeli civilian who was shot dead at the border crossing between Jordan and the occupied West Bank was buried at a funeral on Monday. The man was among three killed on Sunday by a Jordanian truck driver at a commercial cargo area at the border crossing before the assailant was shot dead himself. It was the first attack of its kind along the border with Jordan since October 7th, when Palestinian Islamist group Hamas carried out an assault on southern Israel, sparking the war in Gaza.